We were on a, Kathleen and I were on a trip one day. We went off on an Easter Sunday morning. Mother said, well, go down and see how John is. That's John Gately. He was living by himself then, you see, in this cottage. And she said, it won't. It was a good 15 miles, you know. So we started off on our bicycles. And we got about 3 miles from home when the snow started on Easter Sunday morning. And it absolutely melted. But we said we'd continue. We'd go on, carry on. So we carried on. And we got past a place called Hesper, which was a good-sized village on our road. Going down a slight incline, I realised the pedal had come off my bike. One pedal had come off. So I hopped off quickly. Kathleen said, what's wrong? I said, I've lost my pedal. So we got this pedal off. We didn't. We standing looking at it, absolutely forlorn. What on earth are we going to carry? We were half away from home and half away from my uncle's, really, you see. So we were standing looking at this, and two smart young fellows came along and said, you're in trouble. So I said, yes. I lost my pedal. He said, oh, come into the house. He said, no, I'll see if I can put it right for you. So we went into the house. Now, this is an extraordinary coincidence. We went into the house. Very nice little, well, very nice home, really. And we went in, and he said to his mother, these two girls are in trouble. They were two brothers, actually. He said, we've just found them without, one of them has lost the pedal on her bike. Oh, she said, come in, girlies, come in, she said. And she immediately set a meal in front of us. And Kathleen was very canny, you see. She was determined she wasn't going to say where we'd come from or who we were or anything like that. She was the spokeswoman, really. She would overdo the talking. I never talked, really. She you had no need to because she talked. And anyway, this woman was trying by every means in her power to find out where we came from. So eventually Kathleen said, well, we've come from Ockram. So she said, oh, where are you going? See? Well, she said, oh, we're really hoping to get to Ballyporn. So very cleverly she put two and two together. So she said, you're Marion Gately's daughters, aren't you? Whether she saw resemblance or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
So Kathleen didn't want to tell her. She said, you're going to see John, are you? So she said, well, you'll have to come home in the dark then, won't you, sort of thing. So Kathleen said, oh, we'll think something out. So of course, when we got down there, the snow was quite heavy, and of course we couldn't stay at John Gately's. One thing, I don't suppose he had another bed in the house, and for another thing, two girls to stay with a man was absolutely not thought of. So he says, I tell you what, girls, he said, we'll walk over to Nocton's, which was across the fields, you see. So we had to walk across the fields, and of course old Granny Nocton was tonight, and she said, oh, she said, we'll soon settle them up. She said, don't worry, John, she said, they'll be all right. But this other woman, before we left, she said, I suppose you're going to see the Noctons. So Kathleen said, we haven't any plans for doing anything. We were just going to see my uncle. So she said, well, she said, they're cousins, they're first cousins of these boys. But she said, we never talk, because she said, their father has got my husband's property, you see. They were brothers, as it so happens. But the old man, forget his name, he obviously got the farm, And the other one had gone, probably got money to go and buy another farm. Mm. But he felt defrauded. Well, he was dead anyway. Mm. So, of course, and she said, you needn't worry, we never talked to them. And she said, so, of course, when we got round to Nocton, we were telling them the story. So with that, Mrs. Nocton, Pat Nocton has already died, of course, by then. And there were three sons there. Oh, yes, this old woman said, but believe me, she said, there won't be a Nocton in that property, she said, after this lot. There won't be one Nocton in it. Well, we didn't say that to the other Noctons, of course, when we got there, but the amazing thing was, there were three boys. Mads was a priest, who was the second boy. The eldest one, Paddy, was, and Tommy was still a schoolboy. Well, Paddy got terrible flu in 1918, and he was dead inside a week. Matt had been ordained specially because he was a native speaker to serve a parish in Connemara, and he was very happy there. He was there less than a year. A fever broke out there. He pretended fever. He picked up the fever and he was dead. Now that's extraordinary. Yes. This old woman said, there won't be a Nocton to take that farm, she said. And Tommy was a nice boy. He was a fine looking young fellow, really. And about 10 years later, Tommy got a flu. Didn't survive. That's extraordinary.
Yes.
That's really extraordinary.
Yes.
And I often thought of that. She really felt that they'd been defrauded. But might have felt of the sisters.
Yeah.
One of the sisters is living there still.
Yes.
Sort of thing. But it was an extraordinary thing, that.
Were the Noctons just, were they just friends?
Yeah. Second, no, they were cousins. They actually were cousins. The father in that house was my mother's first cousin, so they were second cousins of ours, you see. And we were always very friendly with them, actually.
Mm.
Occasionally they came to us, some of them came to Auckland to see us and that sort of thing, you know.
Yes.
And they were very good.
Mm. So the old lady and the two chaps that helped you with the mind, they must have been relatives, though.
They were actually first cousins. The boys were first cousins of the others, because they were relatives of ours as well, really, but we didn't know that.
Yes.
It didn't occur to us. We weren't interested. We left them as soon as we could.
Yeah.
But we were very grateful to the boys. They got the
bike going.
Yes. And we felt we couldn't call on them on our way back, because we felt we'd heard too much nasty stories, you know.
Yes.
So we thought, well, we can't call in on them. We felt rather mean passing the house, because we had to pass it.
Yes.
You know, but we did.
Yes.
But the thing was, we went there on Easter Sunday, and we weren't able to come home until the following Saturday. The snow kept on.
Mm-hmm.
And all that time, my mother had, she had to guess, because we were looked after down there.
Yeah.
I mean, anything could have happened to us, but it wouldn't.
You see,
she knew that she'd have heard of there was anything.
Yeah.
But she guessed we'd gone to Nocton and that we were there.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
But that shows you how different life was. You know?
Yes.
So she really had to suspect where we were.
Yes.
You know?